Well, Bob, the listeners want to know, what are you doing to combat global warming?
Well, I bought a bigger air conditioner.
Oh, my God. God, 7-11 Old Time Radio Pod. A great place to hang out.
Come, famous quick relief for acid indigestion presents the Marlon Herth and Beulah Show. With lovely Carol Stewart, the music of Albert Sachs and his orchestra, and starring Marlon Herth and...
Got the world in a juggalo, got the stopper in my hand.
Yes, sir, it's Gula! Every week at this time, the makers of Tums present the Marlon Herth and Beulah Show, written by Phil Leslie. If there's anything the housekeeper at 213 Lake Street can't stand the sight of, it's a messy basement. That's why she's always careful to look the other way when she opens the cellar door. This morning, however, her boss opened the basement door himself, and that's why, busily filling boxes with junk, we find Marlon Herth and Beulah.
My goodness, Marlon, this basement sure is a mess, and we got enough junk in here to start our own city dump.
Yeah, it looks like we have started one.
Yeah, sir, this is a no-bargain basement. I don't know if it's easier to finish cleaning this one out or dig us a new one someplace else.
Well, just keep piling the junk in these boxes. We'll be through pretty soon. How in the world did it get so cluttered up anyhow?
I don't know. To look at this place, you'd think it hadn't been cleaned out for a year.
How long has it been?
A year. So it seems like every time I start to clean it up, something always happens. I was going to do it last week, but the Cardinals won the ball game.
Wait. What have the Cardinals winning a ball game got to do with cleaning out this basement?
Mr. Marlon, when you don't want to do something, one excuse is as good as another, either. Yeah, so this job has been put off like a civilian on an airliner.
Well, here, throw all this junk in the box there. This old briefcase is no good. It's all full of old maps that are no good, either.
My goodness, even the junk is full of junk.
All right, you might as well pitch these two. They're worn out.
What's the answer?
Oh, just an old pair of white duck pants.
Oh, I know you, Mr. Marlon. You're trying for a joke. What would a white duck do with pants?
Oh, I don't know. Haven't you ever seen Donald Duck?
Yes, sir, but he... Well, that's right. He do wear them, don't he?
Certainly. Now, the next time, think twice before you... Oh, hello, Aunt Alice.
I just talked to the coal company, Marlon, and they're going to deliver the coal tomorrow.
Well, good. We'll have this place cleaned out pretty soon now.
Hey, do you autumn cold today, Mr. Marlon, in this weather? My goodness, it was 92 yesterday.
Well, it won't be 92 in December.
As a matter of fact, Marlon, they were delighted you ordered your fuel early. They don't know how much coal they'll get this year, but they don't expect enough to go around.
I thought we wasn't going to use coal this year, Mr. Marlon. I thought we was going to use that other stuff. Them little gray lumps.
Coke, Beulah?
No, sir, I'm not thirsty, thank you.
Getting awfully hot outside right now, Marlon. I think it's going to be hotter than yesterday. It isn't bad in the house, though.
Oh, it won't get hot inside, ma'am. I'm going to keep this house cool today. I left the windows open all night and closed them up full of cool air this morning.
I don't know whether that works or not, Bill. Here, put these books on the shelf over there, will you? I want to save these.
Okay, sir. Oh, look. This has your old college yearbook, Mr. Marlon.
Yeah, I know. Don't lose it.
Look at all these pictures, ma'am. Just a real nice picture, Miss Marlon, here.
Yes, I've seen it, Beulah.
Oh, he's real cute, wasn't he, in that little old striped blazer coat?
We always thought so, Marlon and I.
Oh, and look what it says under this picture. President of the senior class, handsomest boy, and boy most likely to succeed.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. And it says something under Mr. Marlin's picture, too.
Oh? what does it say?
Photo by Jones Brothers.
Now, put it away, George. Here, throw these old letters in with the junk, will you?
Yeah, sir. My, don't this smell good?
What letters are those, Marlin?
Oh, just some I got in school.
That's pretty letters, too. Pink and blue.
Oh, incidentally, Beulah, what happened to that boyfriend of yours? I thought he was coming over to help us this morning.
Bill? Oh, yeah, he said he'd be here, ma'am. I called him up and he said he'd hurry right over. That boy hurries like a tired turtle.
Well, he can carry these boxes of junk out in the alley when he does get here. Look over here, Aunt Alice. See if there's anything you want to keep out of this bunch of stuff.
All right, Marlon. I think it's all junk, though.
Seems a shame it's thrown away. They smell like lilac. That smells pretty. Oh, now, wait, Julie. You ain't fixing to read the man's letter. Well, he said he didn't want them, didn't he? I know, but you ain't ought to be reading them. Oh, hush up. Now, I'm busy. Let me see you say, Dearest Marlon, please don't be angry at Papa's action last night. He is very fond of you, really. He just has a habit of always shooting at my boyfriend. Oh, yeah, break yourself with that. That's a bad habit.
Dula, what are you doing?
This letter here, Mr. Marlon. It fell right out of the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so open right up my hand. Face up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, Mr. Marlon, you don't think I'd read your old love letters on purpose, do you?
Yes, I do.
And you were so right. And I'm so sorry.
Well, okay, then. As I recall, they were pretty good reading at that. Well, I'll take them and burn them later.
Oh, here's the rest of the junk, Beulah. Have Dell take it all out.
Okay, ma'am. I'll just keep this little old thermometer, though. Don't throw that out. I'll hang it upstairs, though.
All right, if you want it.
Well, come on. We might as well go upstairs, although I'd just as soon stay down here where it's cool.
It ain't gonna be hot in the house today, Mr. Marlin. Like I said, I'm gonna keep them windows closed and the temperature down and our spirits up.
Well, I hope you're right. Personally, I don't think it's...
Well, isn't that here in the kitchen, Marlin, at that?
Well, it's early yet. When it gets hot today, we might as well face it. Keeping those windows closed won't keep the heat out.
I don't know now, Marlin. Maybe it might help.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I'm going to go make like a bride right now.
Make like a bride, sir?
Yep. I'm going to surprise myself with a shower.
Oh. That's him. That's my boy.
Here's Al Sack and the orchestra with Bell Bottom Trousers.
seems pretty comfortable out here in the kitchen, Beulah. What does the thermometer say?
Well, let me see. It's, say, 80. That's what I say.
Oh, yes. Why, that isn't bad at all. I'm beginning to think keeping the house closed up does help, Beulah. Must be much hotter than that outside.
Well, I know, ma'am. The grocery boy brought us a T-bone a while ago. And when he got here, that steak was medium rare.
Oh, now, Beulah.
And the grocery boy was medium well.
Well, in that case, I won't step out of the house today. Did Bill ever get here to take that junk out, by the way?
I ain't coming up to back off now, ma'am. Trying his best to get here after the job is done.
Well, put him to work, Beulah.
If he's going to eat, he's going to work, ma'am, and I know he's going to eat. Who's that knocking my door 3 hours late?
It's Bill, baby. No pain, no strain.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah, I rode in here on the crest of a heat wave. Ooh-wee, it's hot out there.
Well, shut the door. I'm keeping the place closed up here so it stays cool.
Let me sit down here next to the ice box. I'm steaming like a uphill freight train. Give me something cold, baby.
I'll give you something cold, a cold shoulder.
Beef or pork? A cold shoulder pork, boy.
You know what I'm talking about, Bill. Where you been? You told me on the phone you'd be over here in 3 shakes.
That's what it did. Come right over here in 3 shakes. 2 pineapple and 1 vanilla. And the heat sure make me hot. Sure make me hot with heat.
Oh, Bill, you told me you helped me clean out the basement this morning. I'll be good and mad with you.
Uh-oh, hold that pole, baby. That's it. Oh, I like it when you get that spark in your eye. That's pretty.
Here's a Bill.
I just thought of a new name for you on account of you as such dynamite. From now on, you is my incendiary brunette.
Oh, that's cute, Bill. Incendiary brunette. Oh, you are ashamed, though, getting over here after all the work is done.
The work's all done, huh? Oh, I wanted to help. Oh, that's bad.
But there's one job left.
Oh, that's worse.
You just said you wanted help, so I saved the heavy lifting for you. Come on, down to the basement.
Heavy lifting, yeah, but you see, Beulah, my mother...
Come on, trot downstairs there and carry them boxes of junk out and set them in the alley. Hurry up now, I'm holding the door.
Okay. There goes your muscle man, baby. What would you do without me, anyhow?
I don't know, but don't tempt me to try it. I don't care what everybody says. He's kind of cute, anyhow. It is awful hot today to be carrying heavy boxes. But Bill, he ain't going to overdo. I know that. Well, still nice and cool in here, anyhow. That little old thermometer say, come in.
Hello, Beulah.
Oh, hello, Miss Cal. Come in out to eat.
Isn't it murder? The paper says it's the hottest day.
Oh, hello, Cal. I thought I heard you out here. What are you doing out today, honey? Even mad dogs and Englishmen stay in the shade on a day like this.
Oh, the house is in an uproar, Marlon. Dad picked today to weather strip the windows.
Weather strip? What's that weather strip stuff, Miss Carol?
It's to make the windows tight, Beulah. It saves heat.
My goodness, all this heat kicking around town today. I don't see what anybody wants to save it for.
No. That's for the winter, Beulah.
Dad says we're going to be awfully short of coal and oil this winter. He says we've got to get all the heat out of it we can.
Now, that's right. This reconversion business is going to take a lot of fuel. We're short to start with. Of course, the only answer is to cut down on it and make a little heat go a long way. Hey, how'd we get on this subject anyway? Let's talk about something pleasant. I'm burning up.
80 degrees. Weather's nice and yeah.
I'd better rush, Marlon. I'm going downtown to look over the August fur sales. They got some wonderful coats.
Fur sale? Fur coats? In this weather?
Oh, I'm not going to buy anything, Marlon. I'm just going down and look them over and try them on.
Oh, is that cooler?
Oh, they've got some beautiful mink strollers at the Leader.
Any mink go stroll this weather just plumb silly. I don't know.
Oh, that's just the name of the coat, Beulah. A stroller is a short coat. And they've got a cross box down there I want to see, too.
Well, this weather, he's got a right to be cross. Well, come on, honey. I'll walk you to the front door.
Okay. I think Dad's going to give me a fur coat for Christmas.
Wonderful.
And that's one time I won't mind taking the wrap. Come
along, Beulah. Take the wrap. I wish Mrs. Marl would marry that little girl. She got the same kind of sense of humor he's got. Kind of on the corny side. But I... My goodness, this is a busy place. I'm going to get me a doorman. I'll put a revolving back door here. Come in.
Hello, Beulah. How's everything,
eh? Fine, Mr. Niles. In here, must be awful hot outside, though.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, Beulah. Temperature around 100. I feel great.
You always do feel great, don't you, man? I never did see you when you wasn't strictly sunny side up, sir.
Well, that's because I'm always well and happy, Beulah. You know, most of the bad tempers you see in people are because they aren't well in some way or other. And you'd be surprised how much of that irritability comes from acid indigestion.
Oh, that indigestion.
And the fastest way I know to knock it out is with Tums, the famous quick relief for acid indigestion.
I love the way you put that in there.
Quick and easy to take. Tums taste just like a good candy mint, and you don't even need water. Just pop a couple in your mouth and chew them up, and almost before you know it, your stomach discomfort is gone.
My, my, that quick?
That quick. Tums work almost like magic. Because no matter whether your over-acidity is caused by overeating, over-smoking, or what, a stomach upset is a setup for Tums.
Stomach upset is a setup. Listen, Nige, you think of the shop of sales, don't you?
Well, thank you, Beulah. Anyone who's ever had a touch of acid indigestion knows how important speed is in getting rid of it. And that's why millions of people, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. Well, say hello to Mr. Marlin for me. Yeah, I'd like to bump into that guy sometime.
My, ain't he nice? All the time dropping in here, yaddly, 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 rush right off of me. I'm all glad I don't have to go out in this heat. That sunshine is hotter than a fireman's ladder.
How are you feeling, Beulah? You want to go to your room and take a cold shower or something?
Oh, no, ma'am, I'm fine, Miss Allie. Just nice here. I told you I know how to keep the house cool.
I don't know. It seems to me like it's getting a little warm.
Hey, I just had the radio on. It's 110 downtown, and I don't mind you telling you. I know it. You know, I think that darn cold shower I took made me a lot hotter than ever.
What you need, Mr. Marlin, is an emergency. You want us to keep cool in an emergency.
What I need is a change in the weather. I wish it would rain.
Why don't you try washing the car? Pop all the day. You wash the car with...
Oh, no, it's too hot for this. I can feel my temperature going up right now. And we'll all be better off if we just don't talk about the weather.
Well, you're the one who's bothering Marlin. You're just talking yourself into being hot. As a matter of fact, you're talking me into it, too.
Well, let's forget it, then. I'm going to make a pitcher of lemonade.
Anybody home?
For the love of... For the love of Pete, why don't that
now,
guy...
Now, be nice to your neighbors, Marlin. Out here, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
Hi, Dupin.
Hi, George, Mrs. Bates. You're looking wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you.
And Beulah, you got your hair different again, huh? Looks great.
Thank you, sir.
And her?
Yeah?
Hot enough for you?
Oh, now, Jenkins, please, don't be...
Oh, you can't take it, huh? You're not hot on a mild day like this, are you?
I keep the cooler here by keeping the windows closed, Mr. Jenkins. That thermometer there, it's only about 80 right now.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, Beulah. You have to watch these cracker box houses. They really heat up, you know.
Now, wait a minute, Jenkins. This house is...
No, no, no. Don't apologize for your house, Harry. I don't have to live in it. You probably paid plenty for this Quonset hut at that, huh?
I had this house built for myself, Jenkins. Built to my own measurement.
Ah, well, they slipped somewhere. It's taller than you are. Incidentally, Hurt, you don't really expect to get that load of coal you ordered today, did you?
Well, I'd better get it. They said... Hey, wait a minute. Who told you I ordered a load of coal today?
Oh, I keep in touch. Happened to be on your roof this morning looking for a bird's nest. Happened to be looking down your chimney and happened to hear you talking in the basement.
On my roof? Well, of all
the... You should keep your furnace door open after this. It sounded pretty garbled.
Well, now that's a dirty shame.
Well, I'll accept your apology. Just be more careful next time, that's all. Yeah, and another thing, you better get those shingles fixed up there, Hurt. Got a bad skin chin when I fell through your roof.
When you what? Jenkins, if you poked a hole through my roof...
I certainly hope you've got insurance, Hurt. Because somebody might take a fall around here sometime and just be nasty enough to sue you for plenty.
Yeah, but if a guy fell on my
roof... I'm sorry I can't stop and chat with you now, Hurt. Some other time, maybe, huh? Well, goodbye, Mrs. Bates. Beulah. As soon as I have this leg x-rayed, my lawyer will give you a buzz. Neighbor...
My goodness, I hope he didn't hurt himself bad, Mr. Marlin.
Yes, I hope it's nothing a few months in a traction splint won't fix. Oh, darn it, I am hot now. I'm going upstairs and lie down a while.
I think I'll go sit in the bathtub.
You see, just goes to show how folks can talk themselves into something. Just another case of mind over matter. I don't know what's the matter with them, but as long as I'm cool, I don't mind.
Lovely Carol Stewart sings, "I Don't Care Who Knows It."
I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you. I guess I'll always be this way. Do or say can ever change me. I'm for you forever. Yours my whole life through. That's how I am, and I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you.
Is there any lemonade left, Dula? I'm getting hotter by the minute, and it feels like an hour from now.
Yes, and I'll pour you some. I don't know what's bothering you, folks. Being this little old thermometer, we hold our own.
Well, I guess I've been thinking about the heat too much. Seems like I've done nothing but...
That upstairs is like a bake oven. I turned on the cold water faucet in my bathroom, and steam came out.
Oh, now, Marlon, don't exaggerate after all.
I'm not exaggerating. Hot water came out of my cold water faucet.
Oh, that's on account of when I had Bill fix that drip yesterday. He got the handles mixed up.
Oh, fine. This heat's getting me down anyway, though. I'm beat out like a ninth inning bunt.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. But if he's got a forked tail and a pitchfork, he'll feel right at home here.
Just dig, man. Come in.
Howdy, folks. It's Frank again.
Oh, hello, Mr. Frank.
Come in, son. Shut the door.
We don't want a lot of hot air in here, Mr. Frank.
Well, now, I hope you don't mean anything personal with that man.
Oh, no. We're just keeping the house cool.
Oh, well, the only one way to keep a house cool these days, yep, you just keep yourself a nice plant around the house. Makes it nice and cool, yes, sir.
Plant?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of plant?
I just told you. An ice plant. That's a little joke of mine. Took me a whole week to make up for that joke.
That's what it is, a weak joke.
As you know, I had a hard time. I like to not go out here today. I had a little trouble with my truck or my car.
Trouble?
Yeah, huh? I had an awful time getting here with that car of mine.
What was the matter?
I forgot to bring it. Yes, sir. I got interested reading in the papers about a radio show.
Oh, a radio show.
Mm-hmm. It's changing over from Monday to Sunday. At 26th of August, it goes to Sunday.
26th of August?
Yes, sir. Marlon Hurt and Dula show, they call it. A comedy show, it's supposed to be. That feller's got the same name you have, ain't he? Quite a coincidence.
Oh, it's a small world, ain't it?
Yeah. Do you like that show, Mr. Frank?
Well, I never cared much for comedy shows myself. You can't get the market reports on them. And no prizes, neither.
Yes, that's a bad drawback. Really.
Well, I've been having ups and my troubles anyhow, though. Worrying about this reconversion, Dennis. I'm afraid when the Army and Navy quit buying, there's going to be too much milk and eggs. Just a slug on the market.
Might be.
Well, so I've been trying to figure out something else for my cows and chickens to do. Yes, sir. It's quite a problem. Well, I better get along now. This heat's getting me down. You know, I bought me an ice bag, but it didn't work.
What was the matter with it?
Well, I filled it up with ice, and I couldn't get my head through the hole.
Well, don't rush off in the heat of the day, Mr. Frank. We keep it nice and cool in here.
Oh, yes, it's mighty nice in here, Beulah. Must be 110 outside. It don't feel like it in here, though. It don't feel a bit over 109. Well, so long now.
What's this song now? Man talking crazy, 109. Just nice and pleasant again. You can see right there on the wall it's only 80.
I don't see how that thermometer can insist it's only 80 when I
Marlon,
feel like it must be.
Beulah, look at that buttery broth.
Butter?
Here, it's melting right in front of us.
Look, I'm going to get my own thermometer out of the desk. I don't need it.
Let me see that thermometer of yours, Beulah.
That's it, ma'am. It's sort of an advertising thing.
Let's see. Take Dr. Roberts Pepo and feel like a kid at 80. Julie, it's just painted on here.
Hey, look at this. This thermometer is right.
Yes, it's, oh my, 115? Oh, I feel awful. I feel terrible.
So do I.
I knew keeping them windows down was making it hot in here. Let me get some fact I stand with somebody. Give me the paintball. I believe I'm going to camp.
Oh, let's go down to the basement. It must be cooler down there.
Oh, my. I think I'm going to get a sunstroke. Throw some water on me, somebody.
Now, relax. Just relax. It ought to be cooler down here.
Oh, I knew that thermometer couldn't be right. It felt like... Oh, who's down here?
What's the problem with that? It's just Bill.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Marlin.
Bill, ain't you took that junk out yet?
Well, I just about finished, honey, but... Too hot to carry that heavy junk out today, so I just built me a fire in the front. It's been burning the stuff all day.
A fire?
A fire? It's 150, and I'm dying with the heat, and you got a fire in the front. Oh, Bill, you fool.
If you're losing precious sleep these sultry nights, don't blame it on the heat. For one of the most common causes of sleepless nights is acid indigestion. Yes, even a slight excess acid condition of the stomach can keep you wide awake as an all-night dinner. But here's the number for slumber. Just before you hop into bed tonight, pop one or two Tums in your mouth, same as you would candy mints. And if it's acid indigestion that's keeping you from sleeping, you'll sleep like a kitten and wake up really refreshed in the morning. See for yourself how fast and happily Tums relieve acid upset. And then, night and day, at home or away, you'll always carry Tums. 10 cents a roll, all drugstores. Ask for Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. Glad to be with us again next week at this time for another half hour with Marlon Hurd and Beulah, produced and directed by Helen Mack. And don't forget that Marlon Hurd and Beulah move to a new day Sunday on August 26th. Aunt Alice is played by Catherine Carr. Jess Kirkpatrick played Mr. Frank. John Brown was Mr. Jenkins. And Beulah, Bill, and Marlon Hurt were played by Marlon Hurt. This is Ken Niles reminding you, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy.
Got the world in a jug, Lord. Got the stopper in my
The Columbia Broadcasting System.